In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday tells us about the meeting between the Lord Christ and the young rich ruler. This man has it all. He was young, enjoy good health, and he was rich. He has the positions that can make him happy. And also he was a ruler over a group of people, meaning he was enjoying dignity and authority among his people. Yet all of these were not enough for him. He still went to the Lord Christ and asked him, "What should I do in order that I would receive the kingdom of God?" And the Lord Christ told him at the beginning, "Keep the commandment." So the man said that all of these I kept since my youth. And then he was eager to go further. That's why the Lord asked him to go and sell all what he has and follow him. At this point, he stumbled and he went his way sorrowful. This man had a special call. There are certain people among us. All of us are called to follow God and to be his representatives, his ambassadors, wherever we are. But some of us have a special call, something that extra, something that requested from few people among us. Let us go and see what did this man has and what have and what did he lack in order to be able to respond to his calling. First of all, we have to greet this person and admire him because he has interest. That in spite of all what he has, he was not content. This is not enough. Definitely, it is not just to be in good condition and enjoy positions that this would make a man happy. He has the interest that unfortunately sometimes we ourselves we lack. We do not pray because we don't have interest. Even sometimes when we complete what we know as spiritual duties, we think of them as duties, we lack this interest. And sometimes we are compelled to do what we know is necessary. But this man came voluntarily, asking. He was eager. "I want to know how can I inherit the kingdom." He came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" How many times we find that richness, young age, and enjoying some kind of authority make many people to go their own way, their own life, not caring, not having any kind of interest. The same interest was in the heart of Zacchaeus. He also enjoyed richness, and he was a chief tax collector, yet this was not enough. That's why he went and tried his very best in order to meet with the Lord Christ, even if he has to climb over a sycamore tree and make himself a subject maybe of ridicule for the people. This interest also in serving God and his people was also manifested in the zeal of Gideon and Nehemiah. At the time when Gideon lived, the people of Israel were on their own terms with God. They are doing whatever they feel it is good. They do not care much. And the Midianites, they humiliated them. Always, whenever they are at the time of the harvest, the people of Midian come and destroy their harvest in order to humiliate those people and make them to starve. Only Gideon was interested in serving his people. He tried to gather some wheat in order for, after the Midianites come and destroy the fields, the people will have something to eat. Out of all the people, he was the only person who has interest. In the same way, we find Nehemiah, who was the cupbearer at the palace of the king of Persia. He heard about the destruction of the temple and the walls of Jerusalem that were destroyed and were ruined. Many people heard the news, but only Nehemiah has interest. It is a calling to me to go and do something. Many people receive the call, but not many are interested. So this man definitely He has the interest, and this is something that's very good to see in any person like him. He was ready. Before coming to the Lord, he knew that this is a basic requirement that anyone would keep the commandment of God. There is no way anyone can go extra step unless he already walked the first one. He answered and said, when he was asked to keep the commandment, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Another thing that we should admire this man for, he cared since his youth to keep the commandment. Sometimes we feel like because we are young, we are not old yet, we are absolved that we transgress the commandment of God because we have plenty of time. We can catch up whenever we want. But this man was from the beginning ready, and he came expressing his readiness to the Lord. The Lord said to his disciples, "Every branch that bears the fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." Pruning a branch necessarily means that the vine dresser will use something like a sharp axe in order to cut the extras from this branch, in order for this branch to be able to bear more fruits. The vine dresser will not do this with any branch, with anybody. He is going to do this only to those branches who are bearing fruits. Christ wouldn't request this demand from everyone. Go and sell everything. Yes, we are all asked to be detached from our positions, but he wouldn't ask anyone to go and sell whatever and follow him unless this man is already bearing fruit. And that's why he is making himself ready for an extra step. This man was ready. Sometimes we grumble against God when we are not called. "I want to serve." Even we express this. We come to the church and we ask, "Abuna, can you assign me something? I want to serve." The first step after the interest, having interest, that I should be ready. I should be there. I am willing, and that's why I am keeping the commandment of God. It is very hard for anyone to be asked to walk the call unless at the beginning, at least, he is keeping the commandment of God and he abides to them. So this man has the interest and he was ready. Unfortunately, he was hindered by an attachment. Attachments are our main hindrances to respond to God's calling. The attachment for this person was his money. Many people are attached to many other things, and these attachments hinder them from responding to God's call. Peter said to the Lord, "See, we have left all and followed you." Truly he did, he and the other disciples. When he said we left all, it didn't mean that the man abandoned his wife. St. Peter was married, and we know this. Or he just like became an idle person, just doing nothing except to follow. No. He was taking care of his responsibilities, but these were not his main goal. He decided to follow, and everything with him will be in the same way, following the Lord Christ. Now we can see that the love of money, as the Lord said, as the Bible tells us, is the root of all evil. Money can hinder us from responding to a call. The love of money as well, not money. The love of money can ignite strifes and struggles among us, can make us to abandon God and his ways, can make the people to cheat and deceive in order to gain more money. The love of money can actually enslave many of us and turn us into slaves of collecting more money. And the more we collect, the more we feel like we need to do more, until the time comes when we are not going to take any of this money that we made ourselves slaves to whenever we depart from this world. Searching the scripture, we can see that many of the righteous people whom God put before our eyes as examples, they were detached, totally detached from everything and from anything. Look at somebody like Moses. St. Paul says about him in his epistle to the Hebrews, by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin. Moses here abandoned this dignity to be called the son of the daughter of Pharaoh, choosing to suffer. He was detached from this love of pleasure, luxury. This is a great advantage. Why should I leave this? Why should I forsake this? God gave me this. I was raised in the palace of Pharaoh. Moses was detached from this. Rather, he chose to suffer. If we look at this verse carefully, choose to suffer. Who of us actually would choose to suffer? Only those people who are called, and they know and they understand that part of the calling is that they will put themselves under a yoke and they will have to suffer. Look at Abraham and his detachment from his family, his possessions, and even his love for his son. In many occasions, God tested Abraham. At the beginning, he asked him to detach from his family. For Abraham, it didn't take him much to think about or to decide. He was called to leave everything, his family and his land, and to leave. And he did it. Not only he was detached from the family, but also he was detached from the love of possessions. When it was a time for him and Lot to settle some kind of contention between their shepherds, Abraham was detached from the love of the place, the land. He just gave it all to Lot. You choose wherever you want to go, whatever you take, I will just take the rest. Abraham, by showing this detachment, was worthy for him, for God to appear to him and promise him he is going to bless him because of what he did, because he was detached from the love of oppositions. And then the climax of his detachment was the detachment from the love of his own son. How difficult it is when God asked him to offer his son, but he did not argue. He did not debate with God. Abraham, who interceded on behalf of the people of Sodom and kept arguing with God, please, maybe if you have 50 people, don't destroy the city. Maybe if there are 40, and he kept on bargaining till even he got from God a promise, if I find 10 righteous people in this city, I'm not going to destroy it. The same Abraham, when he was asked to give his own son, his only son, did not argue this. He did not debate it. He was detached even from the love of a son whom he acquired after 100 years of his life. And look at Nehemiah, the man who was exalted in the land of captivity to become the cupbearer of the king of Persia. When he heard the calling, when he felt that this is for him to go and restore the walls of Jerusalem, he forsook his career as a cupbearer in the king's palace to carry on the duty of restoring the dignity of the city of God. This is detachment, and those righteous people tells us if we really want to respond to God's call, we have to be detached. Attachments are not the only things that hinder our response to the call. It is one of the hindrances when we are called and we can't. One of them because we are attached to something. I cannot give up this. How can I give up my job in order to serve God? How can I give up on the love of my family and abandon everyone in order to follow God and do His will? How can I leave this? How can I leave my money? How can I leave all what I've acquired and I made for myself? There are certain hindrances as well that can make us to stumble, not to respond to God's call. One of them is self-pity and rejecting the cost. The question that we might ask ourselves, why me? Why should be I the one who carry on this? I want to serve God, but on my terms, in my convenient time, in my extra things, but I cannot accept that I would serve a God, I respond to a call, even if this is going to cost me even my life. Self-pity is one of the hindrances of the call, when the man or the woman, whoever is called, keep on thinking that how miserable I am, why should I go into this, why me, God, you allow this to happen, why you call me, why you don't call anybody else. Seeking own interest is also another hindrance to respond to the call. I want to achieve and fulfill everything for my own interest. It is to me. I am truly serving, but I am serving myself. I am in the service. I am in God's house, but truly I am not serving Him. I am just working in order that I would gain more admiration, more dignity, whatever we can name it. Relying on earthly wisdom, another hindrance of the call, that while we are serving, we are handling God's things with the mind of like businessmen. This is how we're going to set things. This is not how God wants us to manage the service or to handle His call. Loving the world and its vanity, another hindrance for also respond to God's call. Demas was one of the disciples of St. Paul. He followed him in many of his trips, missionary trips. Unfortunately, we hear about this man in the second epistle to Timothy. St. Paul says about Demas, forsook me because he loved the world. Loving the world and its vanity, the fun in it, I can't. How can I leave this? It's too much. This will hinder many from following the call. At the end, we can see that this man, when he was not able to fulfill the call, he went sorrowful. An unfulfilled call will always leave us sorrowful. It's not without price that we are called and we deny the call. Believe me, when we deny the call, when we push this mute button in the hearts of all of us, when God calls us, we will go sorrowful, we will go sad, because there is something that we needed to do. This is the purpose of our existence. This is why God made me and created me and allowed me to live in this time among those people in order to carry on this call. When we turn this away, we will definitely go our way sorrowful like this young man. So today, the lesson for all of us, maybe there are certain things we need to learn from this young man. To be always interested in the kingdom of God, ready by keeping His commandment, and also to examine our hearts. Are we attached to something? Are we hindered from responding to God's call because we have certain things that we keep and we value and we cannot give up in order to serve God? If this is the case, the calling for all of us today is to examine our hearts and to purge these attachments away in order for us to be able to respond to God's call and serve Him and His people. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.